Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Ask the Akasha. This is probably one of the most exciting shows that I'm going to ever do in my career on radio, and the reason for that is because I have some of the dearest souls with me, both in the physical and in the non-physical. And so tonight we're going to be talking directly to the teachers and the teachers in training of the Akashic Records, because we all here are representing Akashic Records Consultants International. And if you would like to know more about who we are and what we do, I certainly encourage you to please go to our website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And for tonight, your call-in questions are going to be very much welcome. But we're also going to be interviewing the president of this organization tonight. We're going to be interviewing my original teacher of the Akashic Records tonight, the original teacher who created and helped create this wonderful organization from scratch, and her sister, and all the other wonderful seasoned folks that are part of our new movement, our new way of looking at life, and a way of supporting you, humanity, in feeling more comfortable in your skin and understanding what your true purpose is beyond anything you could ever dream of. And so let me give you the numbers to call in. Tonight we're not going to be able to take email questions because I'm not at a computer. I actually am in a beautiful retreat center called Sky Island, and it's in Mentone, that's the mailing address, Alabama. It's owned by Glenda Garber, and if you would like information, more information on Sky Island, you can call Glenda directly. This is for people who want to have retreats at 337-824-7161. So she'll be happy to talk to you about what her facilities are like, and I want to just tell you that the reason it's called Sky Island is because as I look not only at the beautiful faces that are in front of me, I am looking at over a sunset and a dusk that was filled with sunlight and warmth in the most magnificent place in the mountains. And it was just a perfect place for us to all gather and share our time together and share our hearts together and go deeper into the records. And so just to give you a little background on what we do with the records and how this all works, is we access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer. And the prayer itself shifts the energy to access the information. It's a vibrational key. That's the way we have been taught by Mary Parker, the founder of this organization. And again, for more information on Mary and the organization, you can go to our website. But for right now, before we begin, or as we begin, I would first like to introduce you to the president of our organization. Her name is Rose Marie Swanson, and you can find out her bio. In fact, all the teachers I'm talking to you that I'm going to identify as a seasoned teacher or a board member, are all their information is up on the website. So I encourage you to go to our website, learn more about who we are, learn more about the teachers that are in your area, learn more about how you can have a class in your area, learn more about how to have a consultation, and learn more about how your life can change through the Akashic Records. So I would like to introduce Rosemary Swanson, and she is our president. And so first of all, I'd just like to have Rosemary talk to us a little bit about herself and what she does and how she found the records. And then I have a wonderful question for all of us that we're going to ask from the records. I went to the records before the program, and they have given me the theme of the program. So, Rosemary, welcome to our program, Ask the Akasha.
Hello, Donna. I'm very grateful to be here and to have shared this weekend with you. I am president of the organization and a certified teacher and a certified consultant. I find that this work has led me to great wisdom and the ability to uplift and assist others.
Well, that is so evident not only by who you are and what you do for the organization, but just from your success as a teacher and consultant. And what I do know, and what we want to share with everyone, is that you, like I, travel all over the United States teaching, not just in your home state of South Carolina is important. South Carolina, and you're in the Charleston area, right? I had that right. But you also go to California and Nevada and all over different places, wherever you're called, right?
Yes, I do.
Right.
I do travel, and I am willing to travel to Europe and teach this as well.
Yes, we are. All of us. We're have prayer, we'll travel.
Yes. Amen.
That's our new motto for the day. Absolutely. Okay, so I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for being here. And Rosemary, you also have your own website, right?
Yes, I do. It's akashicdarshan.com. And you can get through to my webpage through the ARC webpage.
Great. There's a link there. Just as a comment, I want to have you folks, I'm going to give you some telephone numbers to call in if you have any questions, so that you can ask any questions you like to any of our teachers. There is one toll-free number to call directly to us. It's 877-270-8714. Also, the telephone number that's also direct is 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. Please remember that these numbers are not rollover numbers. So if one number is busy, just call the next, and you will get through. We're just so excited to hear from you. So, all right, let's go now to Elena Javalea-Lieberman. Now, we're going to come back to Rosemary in a minute, but we have a lot of folks here that I really want to introduce. Elena is a very special, special person in all of our lives. She was the absolute first teacher from Mary Parker, Mary Parker being the founder of ARC International, and I want to just bring Elena forward and have her tell you a little bit about herself and what the records have meant in her life, and a little about her history and what she's doing with the records now. Elena, if you might want to come closer. Thank you.
The Akashic records have meant so much to me in developing a deep inner voice that I can bridge out to other people, and for me to facilitate and allow them to express from that very deep place within themselves. By working in the Akashic Records, I found a new way to love that was unconditional and allowed me to drop any facade that did not serve for the highest purpose of mankind and people who come to find their core of love. By working in the records, I have found people who truly want to love and share that gift with others, and we welcome all those who seek this to come forward.
And now you understand why she is our teacher. It's because of your wise words. I mean, those words bring tears to my eyes. They speak from our heart. That's the essence of who we are. And so we thank you. And again, to find out more about Elena Javalea-Lieberman, please go to the ARC website of www.arc-akashicrecords.org. But tell us, Elena, what else have you done? You use the records in a very interesting way now, as well as teaching. And that, by the way, if anybody that you hear tonight you'd like to schedule a consultation with, if you're drawn to one of these teachers to bring forth to your area, please go to the website. And if for some reason you can't find their information, email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com, and I will get that information to you. But ARC has all the information of all of our folks here tonight. But, Elena, please tell us a little bit more about what you're doing now, as well as teaching and doing consultations.
My background was originally in performing arts. And when my mother passed away from a place of grief, I wanted to transform into someone who could share with an open heart using all of my abilities. So I created a program called the Golden Vintage, a Golden Treasury of Vintage Songs, which is dedicated to my late mother. In it, I have opera, musical theater, a variety of songs that are performed in a very dramatic manner. By choosing these songs, I was able to sing from a deeper place in my heart to touch, in particular, senior communities where people often feel isolated or forgotten. And I tour New York, Florida, and Chicago with this show. And I've used the Akashic Records to show me the images that would best support me in reaching out to people in a very expressive manner to touch their hearts and to sing from a deep place within myself.
And so do you open your records when you perform?
I open my records before I perform during rehearsal, and I ask for the images or words that would help me reach the heights of the best performance that could be shared and created. And I also ask about, each day I ask about the particular audience I'm going to and what the needs are of that audience, to give to them the thing that they need the most to make them feel loved and awakened and expressive once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, we have a very special guest with us tonight that we don't want to leave out, and she has to leave in a few moments. She has an appointment. It's one of our newest teachers in training. Her name is Dr. Rita DeShields. She's from Kerrville, Texas. And Dr. DeShields, you have many degrees. Can you share with us a little bit about your background and what drew you to the Akashic Records?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the program.
You're welcome.
My background is in counseling, psychotherapy. And sometimes psychotherapists get a bad rap. Now, the thing that I've learned about working with people is that we're all searching for love and that there's deep pain inside. And the pain comes from grief, unresolved grief. So I've been on a journey about that. And then I studied natural medicine and received my doctorate in naturopathic medicine. I took up iridology. And I was looking into people's eyes, looking at scanning the body through the iris of the eye. And I thought, if I could open their Akashic records, I would have a deeper understanding of the health and the strength and weaknesses of that body.
Right.
I had a friend who's here tonight who was teaching the Akashic Records in Texas. And so I went to one of her classes, and she said, I've been waiting for you.
We have.
So when I took this class, I realized how much it would help me, not only in the iridology and the natural medicine field, but in regular psychotherapy counseling. When I asked permission from the client to get their permission to open their records, at first a little skeptic, like, you know, well, what are you, a psychic? And I said, no, this is getting answers for you, the answers, the unanswerable questions that you have, that you've always wanted to know
about your life,
about their life.
Yes.
And the healing that goes on, that the grace of these record keepers, and the healing that goes on is paramount to any kind of psychotherapy I have ever experienced in my life.
I really understand that. There are many consultants who do not have the background that you do, that I know, and I'm one of them, that have talked to clients and have been told that in a matter of a consultation, they have gotten to the core issues that it took them 20 years of therapy to get at. In fact, there are some therapists that actually refer to us so they can get at the core issues and they go and work with the client to move through them. Has that ever been your experience, that once you got at core issues, you were able to work deeper with the client on a regular basis?
Well, the most important thing is that that I have them go home and do their own homework.
I see.
And they do some journaling, and then when they have more questions, to come back.
I see.
Because as a regular psychotherapist, you can have people come back to you all the time, and you're not really serving them.
I see. Yes,
I'll rephrase
right.
that.
Right.
I may not be serving them.
Okay. Well.
Right. So I had a client not too long ago who came back with more questions, and the healing that I saw on her face was just beautiful. And she said, this is powerful work.
Yes. And so if someone wanted to contact you in Kerrville, Texas, now you, I should say that Dr. DeShields is what we consider a teacher in training. She's on her way to be a certified consultant. So what would happen is that she currently is not on our website because she has, there are certain requirements that we as an organization ask of the people who are called to work at a higher level in this work. And so to become a consultant, a certified consultant, and a certified teacher of ARC, there are certain aspects and certain requirements that we ask you to go through. This is not something that you just drop in from the sky and say, oh, I can be a teacher. This comes from a calling that is deep within you that says, this is my life, and I want to align with the energy and wisdom of the masters, teachers, and loved ones and help people through the Akashic Records. And so, Dr. DeShields, can you please let everybody know how to contact you if they're in your area? You do telephone as well as person in-person consultations. You also help them with iridology and naturopathy, so they can come to you for a variety of reasons that only can be enhanced and expanded through the use of the Akasha. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So please, give us your information.
My telephone number is area code 830.
Not slow. We got people who are writing this down now.
Okay, 830.
830. 830.
329-31-85.
And do you have a website, or is that the best way for them to contact you?
They can contact me by email.
Email. Okay, great. Give us your email.
Oil Spot.
Oil Spot. Isn't that great? I love that.
At HCTC. That's Hill Country Telephone Company. HCTC.
.net. Great. Okay, and if you folks have any question about how to contact Dr. DeShields, please give us a call, okay? And let me give you the numbers here again for you to call in with your questions. Again, it's 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515. Or 530-876-9026. And last but not least, 530-876-3223. And now I would like to go on a little bit with our board members. And I want to tell you folks that each of the ladies you hear tonight, you're just getting a little sample. And because they're so rich with experience, because they have so much to share, we're going to have them all come back and talk more in depth on their own show with me and you, and we can have go even deeper with questions. So not to worry if you didn't hear enough from Rosemarie. Not to worry if you didn't hear enough from Havalea. Not to worry if you didn't hear enough from Rita and the other ladies who are coming on, because we have a chock full of wonderful shows coming up to hear that you can listen to. Not to mention, tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific, we're going to be on the air with these same ladies, and maybe some others that are here will come forward, the same format. And that program is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Pacific. So if you've just tuned in and you're saying, what is this? This sounds wonderful. I want to know more. Well, come back and listen at 9 o'clock tonight. So we're going to move on to Linda Ann Ciclico. And Linda Ann is from Indiana. Now, I want, as well as Tennessee, now, I want you to just notice this. We have wonderful teachers, wonderful consultants, and wonderful members of Akasha, for the Akashic Records Consultants International, not just locally, like in Cleveland, but or in Texas or in South Carolina, but not all over the country. We have members from pretty much every state in the union and growing every day, as well as Argentina, Uruguay, in Bolivia, right? Bolivia. So this is an international organization, and we are so happy that you are listening to us tonight. Okay, Linda Ann Sigigo. Linda Ann and I became teachers right around the same time, so we will go way back. And so talk to us, Linda, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You have some wonderful credentials yourself. You're a nurse, and so I'm not going to tell anybody. You tell them about your wonderful background, how you use the records, and what drew you to be here.
I'm Linda Ann Sigigo, and as a holistic nurse, I have found the Akashic Records to be very meaningful, not only for my professional life, also for my personal life. I find that every day I find out what is it that I'm to do today for my very highest good and the will of my soul, and I also discern whether something is for me to do or responsibly for another to do. In the Akashic Records of my holistic nursing practice, I find that I open the Akashic Records to find out what is it that we're going to work on to get to the core and work with the cause, not the effect that's showing up as a symptom or something that is not working for someone. I find that with their permission in doing their consultation, when we do work doing some of the other modalities that I do, I find that it gives me the core and we go to the cause of the cause, and it allows them as well as myself to streamline things so that it's not a long ongoing it's a more streamlined process so that they get the job done. And I empower them so that they are in charge of the process. This is about me showing up as a conduit, as a vessel for God, so that they get the spiritually directed guidance so that they can do what is necessary for their soul purpose and direction.
Well, Linda, that is amazing. But you also are a practitioner where you use the Akashic Records in other modalities, don't you?
Yes. As a Reiki master and a healing touch practitioner, I also use it with esoteric healing. I find that I have integrated a variety of modalities to provide for that soul that sits in front of me whatever it is that will serve them for their highest good.
And we've been teachers for, well, let's see, since 1996 or 7.
Yes.
I've lost count.
Yes. Since 1997, we took our training in Chicago, and since that time, I have been teaching in Indianapolis, Indiana, and traveling to California, traveling to Kentucky, and also now to Tennessee.
Great. Is there a caller on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Well, hi there. How are you?
I'm good. They just kind of threw me on here.
All right. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green, Ohio. Oh, you're a neighbor. That's great, because I'm from Cleveland.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. What is your first name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Tell me what you would like to know. Do you have a question here?
Yeah, I would actually, I'm interested in taking a class.
All
right. I was wondering if you offered anything.
We definitely have one in Cleveland coming up in the summer. The next one, do you want to travel, or do you want to just kind of keep it close to your area?
I can travel. I'm actually from Cleveland.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You can go up on my website, which is www.akashicwisdom.com, or you can go up on ARC's website, which is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and the list of classes the classes that I'm teaching will be on my website, and then the variety of just different classes coming up will be on ARC's website, and as well as a list of teachers. But tell me, Sarah, what draws you to work with the Akasha?
Well, I'm actually in nursing school right now, and I'm very interested in holistic healing and stuff like that, and my friend just told me all about the Akasha Records. I'm very interested, and I want to learn more about it.
Well, great. Why don't you ask, do you have a question for Linda, since she is also a holistic nurse, and since you're in nursing school, she may have some real interesting things to tell you about how do you work with the Akashic Records.
Okay. The main question is how you get into the whole nursing thing without being in the nurse in the hospital setting.
Well, one of the things that I have done is I have spent 25 years in hospital prior to the time that I became a holistic nurse as a critical care and emergency room nurse, which has provided a variety of wonderful experiences for me to transfer over to my holistic nursing practice. I have a practice that is not in the hospital at this time, and I see clients one-on-one for consultations as well for the healing work. One of the things that you can do is you can look at what brings you joy. Sometimes hospitals can limit that joy depending on the demands of numbers and lack of staff and lack of support from administration and just some of the things that kind of create more stress in one's life. For me, I find that this provides an hour of time, an hour and a half of time, where you can have a contract with that client and really give them all of you as a caring, compassionate nurse.
Sarah, let me ask you a question. What school are you at? Bowling Green University? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, it's through there, but I'm actually going to the University of Toledo Health Sciences Division.
Okay.
To the Medical University of Ohio.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm actually going to be speaking in Toledo around the Toledo Lima area, but
really?
The dates aren't set. So if you could kind of get me your information, I can certainly keep you on my mailing list. Keep you apprised of what's going on in your area.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah.
And also, I was just going to say to you that if you wanted to discuss any of this,
sure.
You could give me a call at my number, and that number is 317-507-8939. Again, 317-507-8939. My email is Linda Ann, LindaAnn, at UltimateU.net. That's ULTIMATE, letter U, dot NET. And my website is UltimateU.net.
And that's,
okay.
And you know, on her website, she gives a whole lot of different information about all the different modalities and what Linda does. And it's important for you to be drawn and go to the teacher that you feel most aligned to. And if you're willing to travel, not that I don't want you in my class. That's not at all what I'm saying here. I'm saying that all of us we offer different things, even though we're teaching the same things. And it's really important for you, Sarah, and all of our listeners to go to where your heart brings you. And that's important information, you know. What other questions do you have for us?
I guess that's pretty much all I'm thinking about right now.
You feel complete?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right. Well, gee, I thank you so much for calling in. And again, if you have any other questions, might as well give you my direct phone number too, because that's 216-691-1233. And it's nice to talk to a neighbor. So give a call whenever you have a feeling.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, Sarah. Be well. Thanks again. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, next on our list of folks, we're going to call... Ronnie Reisler has been on our show, but she's a board member, so I just want to say hello. Hello? Hello? Whoops. Can't hear anybody. Okay. Hello? Hi there, BBS Radio. Am I on the air here? Hello? Okay. All right. Am I back? Hello? I'm back. Hey, guys, don't give up. Here we are. We are here again, just for those people who are just tuning in. We are talking to the teachers and consultants of Akashic Records Consultants International. We have a new acronym that we call it, and it's called ARKI. That's the letters, but it really means our key, which is your key to your soul's intentions, to your life path strategies, to all the things you've always wanted to know about why your life works the way it works. Well, the Akashic Records can give you that answer. I just want to reflect for a moment. We talked a little bit earlier about the fact that we're not psychic, and I think it's real important that we bring that out here. What these programs, both Ask the Akasha and the Akashic Wisdom shows, are about is to help people understand the use of the Akashic energy. It is not about telling the future. You see, one of the things that we know from the Akasha is that it's not about the future, it's about the now. because the choices you make today create your future, and you have a different choice from moment to moment. And what you choose creates a different attitude, a different path, a more complete life, and you make the choice of whether or not you want to move in one way or another, and that's what the Akashic Records are all about. The Akashic Records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the insight you need in order for you to make the appropriate decisions. And so this is not an empowering work. It's empowering energy, and it's energy that helps you understand not what your next steps are by telling you what to do, but helping you understand what your next steps are by feeling what brings you joy. And so that's what we here at the Akashic Records Consultants International do. This organization is dedicated to training certified consultants and teachers, and then supporting those wonderful beings who are called to this work. And so we're lucky enough to have a wonderful group here that can pretty much answer any one of your questions. So I'm going to give you those questions again. The telephone numbers, 877-270-8714 or 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. I just want to thank BBS Radio. They've been wonderful for us. And these are not rollover lines, folks. So if one's busy, call the next one. So now I would like to say hello to Ronnie Reisler. Ronnie is our historian. She is our ethics person. Our ethics and standards person on the board. Actually, Elena is a historian. So, Ronnie, I know that you and I have been on the show before, and we had a lot to talk about. We had a good time. But why don't you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what brought you to the records and how it's changed your life and that kind of thing. Just whatever.
Well, I was brought to the Akashic Records consultant's work with my sister. So, in essence, my sister became the first teacher after Mary Parker, and I traveled with her as the facilitator, or let's say the balancing energy. So it was a good thing because many different kinds of people appeared for the teachings when we first went on the road with it. And it was important to anchor in a broad spectrum of energy to assist the variety of people who were interested in the work. And that brought us to a level of ethics and standards so that we could start to get a level of excellence in purity and maintain it consistently with the delivery of the courses and the teachings and the resonance of the teachers and the consultants and the quality of the classes.
And you're in the Chicago area, as is Elena.
That's correct.
In Chicago area.
I actually live at the moment about 40 minutes north of Chicago in Highland Park. And Ellen lives in Chicago, but it's really a pretty straight shot. It's not a very long distance at all.
Right. But you also do something else that's very interesting with the records. Tell us about your soul mandalas.
Well, we did discuss this last time we were together.
Okay. Different time.
That's fine. I learned I used to do two separate things. I was working with design, fiber, fashion, accessories, and things like that, and I was working with the Akashic Records. And I knew that there was some kind of a link because I understood that the essence of the Akasha is creative. It's creation, actually. And here I was working with creative projects, but kept seeking the flow, trying to get a maximum development, a more exquisite product, a greater ease and grace in finding ideas and constructing what I wanted to construct. And I finally came to an awareness that if I actually opened my Akashic Records and started to use the records energy and ask, the Akashic records, what I could do or how something should look or what color I needed or how could I put this together or how would I do this, that I started to get just an incredible quantity of ideas and vision and color and form and symbol, and it was beyond my imagining and still is beyond my imagining. And I really know this as truth because every mandala that comes through me is so different that I do not believe that had I done it through my own ego or personality, that I could have thought of all of the variations that have come through me in creating the mandalas.
You know, that's very interesting. One of the things I want to mention is that when we work with the Akashic Records, we are not channeled. So we are totally and 100% conscious. We don't move over and let anything enter us. We feel the information. The information comes to us in a knowing and in a way that is, in many cases, a stream of consciousness. But it's a way of bringing forth the information that is so pure and so complete and so accurate that our clients automatically feel the truth of what we're saying. And in Ronnie's case, one only has to take a look at her mandalas to feel the truth of your soul's beingness. And so you also have, people can commission you to do a mandala of their soul.
Yes.
Through the Akashic Records.
Yes.
And so if you would please just give your telephone number, and you have a new website for creation of jewelry and things. We want that. We want people to know that you as well as Rosemarie, we got to tell about Rosemarie's website because Rosemarie makes beautiful gold jewelry with her Akashic Records. But we want to be able to have them contact you both by telephone and take a look at your website. So if you could share that information with us, that'd be great.
My telephone number is 847-433-1216. And my email is Ronnie R, that's R-O-N-I-R, 75, at yahoo.com. And I do not have, at this point, a website for my mandalas. That's under construction at the moment. But my design site is called Rue and Moo. And it's eclectic, funky stuff, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes up as being fun things, and it's a way for people who like to go off the beaten path to express themselves in their own style. And I also have created mandalas for a company called Aquatic Alchemy, and that is one word, aquaticalchemy.com. And the mandalas are used as labels on their product to change the quality of the water or liquid that's inside the bottle.
They're energetically created.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And those mandalas have been put on mugs and hats and T-shirts and on water bottles.
That's great. And so can you spell Rue and Moo?
Yes,
so we can take a look at that.
It's R-O-O-A-N-D-M-O-O.
.com.
That's correct.
Great.
Thank
perfect.
You.
Thank you, Ryan. And again, we'll have you back on. We had a good time
last time we
were on the phone. That was fun. But you know what? When I was talking to Elena Habalea Lieberman, we didn't give her phone number. And so I just want to say for anyone who's out there that if they want a spectacular experience from the heart, for a consultation or a workshop, they should really call my teacher, Elena Lieberman. So, Elena, will you please share your information?
Well, thank you so much, and I'm very grateful that you are giving us the opportunity this evening to bring forth and share this glorious experience that we have all had, and we want to reach out to all of you. My phone number is 773-743-8104.
Slowly now, say it again.
773 743
8104. And my email address is Radiant Center, RadiantCenter, @yahoo.com.
And again, if any of these telephone numbers or websites have eluded you, and you've just gotten on the last tail end of these wonderful beings, call me, write me, and I will make sure you get their information. Or go to the ARC website, and that ARC website where you can see beautiful pictures of what Elena looks like and what Rosemary looks like and our other teachers, and not me yet, so I'm going to get it up there soon. I've been saying that for the last, 12 months. But anyway, my picture's on my website. It's okay. Anyway, but that website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org, and mine is www.akashicwisdom.com. Okay, well, we're on to some other folks. Let's see, who shall we talk to now? Wendy, let's get over here. Wendy. Wendy I want to say you're a new teacher, but I don't know how long.
No, a year.
A year, and then we've got Bonnie who's going to talk to us, and we've got another teacher in training, and we're going to do this all before 8:25. Oh, well, that's Central Time. Okay, all righty. So, and then we're going to talk again at 9 o'clock Central, so come on back. And you can hear either some of the same folks talking about different things or some different folks talking about the same things. We're not sure who's going to show up. So, okay, Wendy Wall. And Wendy, where are you from?
I live in Midway, Kentucky.
And you've been a teacher for a year.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about why you're drawn to the work and how you're using it in your life.
There's two ways that I use it. The first one is that I say the Akashic Records took me from victim to victor. They took me personally from a stance of one of drug abuse and sexual abuse into one of self-acceptance and acceptance of others around me without judgment. And if you are ever in that victim stance, you know that that feels like a long haul. When you open the Akashic Records, you see with the love of spirit, and it bypasses all of the beliefs that we've been taught or have been forced upon us by society, our families, ourselves, and allows us to move into how God sees us or spirit sees us. So I would say personally that's
the crowning.
I'm not even the same person I was.
Oh my God. You probably look different, walk different, act different, talk different.
I cut my hair.
That's okay. Delilah cut Samson's hair, and look what happened, right?
I gained strength when I cut my hair.
There you go.
The other way I use it is I started the Central Kentucky Healing Arts Association, and we are working in the Kentucky area to build a foundation of networking for practitioners and medical people. We're not anti-medicine, we're pro-information.
That's very important.
Very important. We're all inclusive and we're just getting started. And I want to say that being in the corporate world for 25 years, I have found that more and more people that are in a professional space are coming forward and wanting to know how they can have a richer life, because rich does not equal dollars. Rich equals peace. Rich equals time on the weekends with your family. It means not being stressed out. It means having a time and a space within yourself to be who you are. And I find that the Akashic Records have allowed me to take my professionalism into businesses and on to travel and speak to professionals in a manner that they understand, in a way that has not been viewed before.
So how did you actually find the Akashic Records? What happened? How did you come to this?
Rosemary Swanson, who's the president of the organization, is my Reiki master teacher, and she guided me through classes and through bringing in other teachers into the area so that we had a broad experience of people to draw from and experiences to draw from. And then encouragement from the organization, encouragement from other teachers, from other consultants, from my master teacher and the president.
And you travel also, don't you?
I do travel.
Right. So there's a lot of us that travel out there, folks.
I have classes coming up in Pittsburgh, actually, and in the Seattle area in the fall.
Great. Well, we want you to come back on. I want to hear more about your center. I want to get a couple of more people in, but we'll schedule time for you to come back. You've been great. Bonnie, we have another Texas gal who is also a magnificent teacher. So, Bonnie Owen, talk to us about how long you've been. Bonnie is also a master potter.
Well, you said it right, and I want to clarify that. I'm not the potter. My husband is, but I do the glazing.
Okay.
So it's a team effort.
Okay, that's okay. Well, but the idea here is that you come to the Akasha. So talk to us a little bit about your journey and about what drew you to the Akasha and how it's changed your life.
Well, what I saw that I never could understand was the process of how some people could have things and other people couldn't.
Oh.
And what it seemed like to me is there was only one step or one belief away from getting everything that everybody wanted, and how to break through that one step. That was always a challenge for me. So I tried a lot of different things. And in truth, I've only been a teacher for in the Akashic Records for 5 years, but I did everything else for the last 25 years. And I get now why they did that to me. It was because had I done this first, I never would have become all those other things, the hypnotherapist and, the Reiki master and all those things, because to me, this is it. It's complete in itself. You don't need those other things. But the one thing that I feel that why I was challenged that way was so that I would be able to understand everyone else's process whenever they came and said, this is what I've done, this is how I've been looking, this is how I've been searching. I would understand that, and they would know the truth that I knew that too. Because the Akashic Records is about truth. And had growing up my parents told me the truth, I wouldn't have searched all those years for things. I wouldn't have believed that I was not deserving. If they would have said, we can't afford that for you,
rather than
I don't deserve it, you see, or it's your fault that's not happening, instead of it's because we don't know how to train you to do that.
Oh.
You see, and so what I use it for is to help people over that one little hump, because they don't know where they are in the process from what they want to bringing it into their life. And so the Akashic Records help me by pulling that in and giving them that information when they're ready for it, to make that complete for them.
And you know, what you said is so important, because there's so many folks out there that are not only searching for themselves, but they don't know how or why they lost themselves.
Well, exactly.
And what you have to say here is that truly, the Akashic Records is a way back to self.
It's a way back to truth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not what we believed or what I believed.
What we were taught so much as
truth. Or as
truth. Yeah.
Exactly, as the real truth.
So I guess our acronym of ARCI saying it, our key, is really true.
It really is our key.
It certainly is.
To the truth.
Yeah, that's great.
And that is our symbol.
That's
what our symbol stands for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why most people, when they get that information, they know that it's real, like you said.
Yeah.
They feel that connection because it rings true in their body. It's truth.
And so if someone wanted to contact you for a workshop, a consultation, you've got to tell us about your vibe machine. Oh, man, that's a great thing. You got to talk. You, folks, and where you, tell us where you live and how they come see you.
Okay, I live in Burney, Texas.
Burney, Texas.
Right outside of San Antonio. And I have a vibe machine. And
it sounds real interesting. Depending on who we are.
It is very interesting. It is an electromagnetic wave oscillator.
Wow.
Okay? But rather than the technical part, you can look it up on my website. Which is allencompassingretreat.com.
Allencompassingretreat.com, and that's all one word, right?
That's all one word.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, you can go there. You can also go to Vibe vibemachine.com and learn more about it to see if this is something for you. And what is, oh, telephone number. Okay, 830, thank you, 537-4523.
One more time.
830-537-4523. And I'm real excited about something else on my website
please.
That I would like to share with them. And that is my book. And it's called Taking Out the Trash.
That's great.
Ridding Yourself of Hurt and Frustration. And it is a step-by-step process so that you know where you are in your process of accomplishing what you want so that you don't miss a step so that you can get everything that you want in your life.
And did you write this book with the Akasha?
I wrote this book with the Akasha.
There you go, folks. That's another way of connecting. Oh, Bonnie, you've got to come back again and get me a copy of that book so we can really talk to the folks all about this book.
I would love to do
that. Oh, that'd be great. We would just have such a good time. Absolutely. All right. Because my husband takes out the trash these days, but, you know, but that's the way he shows me he loves me, and I've never thought about it as a step-by-step process, but I love it. There, this is Donna Fox again. I'm sorry if you lost, and if you were just listening to music, I hope it was good for you. we are back here on Ask the Akasha with our another current new teacher in training, and this lovely lady also hails from Texas. Yay, another Texas lady, and her name is Cynthia Bauman, and she is with Bauman Associates. But she has a unique perspective on life, and I want everyone to hear what a magnificent being she is and her philosophy and what brought her to the records and what she's doing now and why this is and will continue to change her life. So, Cynthia, welcome as a new teacher in training to ARC International. We are so happy to have you here with us. Happy to have your energy as part of our sisterhood and brotherhood. Happy to have your energy and philosophy on life and prosperity and just all over stuff. You're just wonderful. So talk to us. Well, tell us about you.
Thank you, Ms. Fox, first of all, for having me on tonight.
Please call me Donna.
Donna, you've been wonderful at Style and Retreat here in Cloudland, Georgia.
That's right.
Thank you, Glendon. Thank you, everyone here at Cloudland Retreat Center.
Yeah, beautiful.
Akashic Records, how does it make you feel knowing that there is a possibility to enter the truth of your soul with the consultant or just personally after just one level one class, you can enter any question and reach your truth. Any question you've ever wanted to know about
you. How does that make you feel tonight?
Unbelievable, huh? I heard that. That's great. Unbelievable, and yet so believable. From your fingers, from your ears, from the telephone, in person, contact any one of these lovely consultants.
And you.
And me.
Please give us your information, because we're almost out of time. And I want you back, and we can have wonderful philosophy talks.
You may call me in Texas, area code 512-801-8577. That international phone number for the United States is 1 512 201-8577. My Skype contact number is Cynthia2012. So through your internet, through Skype, my contact is Cynthia2012. I'll be happy to meet with you. And I will be in Australia, Melbourne that is, in July, and then after that in Thailand. If you like a class or like to have a personal appointment, please contact me. Cynthia Bowman, Bowman & Associates. Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming close to the time where we have to go because somebody else is coming up for you to listen to. Again, we're going to be on tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific. Please adjust that for your time zone. And we're going to begin talking to these ladies or other ladies that are here that are going to be back on at 9. We really want your questions. I will be checking email between now and then, so if you have some email questions that you'd like us to cover, we would love to discuss and give you some answers to that. My email address is akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's akashicwisdom@aol.com. And again, ARC's website is www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So right now, I'm going to close the records of the Ask the Akasha Show. We thank you all for listening. We thank you all the wonderful masters, teachers, and loved ones that have brought forth this wonderful healing information that is going out internationally. We ask that your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen. The records are now closed. And if you would all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen, and so it is. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to hearing from you again tonight at 9. Bye-bye.